definitely human.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It is 1920, the year of Cornelia Cavendish's 60th birthday. On an expedition to the opening of a newly discovered Egyptian tomb, Cornelia and her unlikely associates have endured misfortune and malice aboard the steamboat Nubia. A freak sandstorm has claimed the life of their traveling companion, Rose, and now our heroes must contend with mutiny and sabotage. But there are worse things than the dull brutality and bloodshed of man. There are loathsome, fetid things that dwell just beneath the surface of the infinite bad. The Tomb of Eresh-Nufis, Part 5. The dark, hungry water of the Nile stretches out, fat and lazy, littered with the slowly sinking crates of provisions and coal. For now, the Nubia can do nothing but continue her voyage along the river, and her crew can do nothing but hope that their misfortune has come to an end. Suddenly, a gunshot rings out from the roof of the steamboat, heralding some new menace. The only witness to the threat on the roof is the deckhand Mohammed, and he has fled to the engine room, closely followed by Captain Jean Salim. Turning to the staircase, our heroes listen for further hints, but hear only the churning exertions of the paddle wheel. They brace themselves for a deadly encounter.
I want to run upstairs and check out what the noise is using my stealth and survival skills.
Nice. Okay, use the make a stealth check.
15.
Okay, so you start scampering up the stairs almost silently. You can notice which of the steps look a bit creaky and you avoid those as you take two at a time. And you just poke your head above the kind of the ledge to see onto the roof of the steamboat. And you can see it's Salam, and he is standing. He's not looking at the stairway. He's looking straight ahead towards where the steamboat is headed. And he seems to be screaming something, raving in a language you can't understand. He's waving a pistol around, which you presume he just fired a round off of. But he doesn't seem to be like looking at anything in particular.
Is there anything around that I could grab and use to sort of bash him over the head with?
You can see the roof is fairly bare, but there is a length of rope.
I grab the rope then and sort of make a shoddy lasso and attempt to sort of throw it around him.
Okay, so make a survival check actually with the lasso.
11.
Okay, so you managed to fashion a reasonable lasso in a short space of time. And now make an attack roll on...
Come on. Oh, 3.
So you throw your lasso and it goes straight past him.
I immediately regret this decision.
And unfortunately, it actually flies out of your hands entirely, and the weight of the lasso just carries the rope all the way down. So you guys see a lasso drop onto you on the deck of the ship.
I say, oh, we should probably help.
I run up the stairs as fast as I can.
I'll bring the lasso with me.
Another shot.
Okay, so Salah turns around to you, but you just crouch down because you're still trying to use your stealth. You crouch down onto the stairwell, and he doesn't actually see who did it because you're hidden from view. And so you can see that he's kind of swaying his pistol around. He looks drunk almost, but he doesn't see anyone. And so after a few moments, he starts raving incoherently again and turns back around towards where the boat is facing. Okay, so you've made it up the stairs first, so you can see that Sebastian, can see that Joy is like hunkered down on the spiral staircase trying to hide from view.
Okay, I'd like to sort of silently look at Joy with a face that says, "What's the situation?" without saying anything, which is basically just my eyes are really wide.
I motion like my fingers towards my neck in like a you know, don't go up there.
Okay,
I know what to do here.
Okay,
I go up brandishing the alabaster figurine. Mm-hmm. And say, "Salah, put down your weapon. Your idol, your graven idol, commands you."
Okay, so you're on the stairwell. You're next, Sebastian. Cornelia, you're third. So how are you going to make it past Sebastian's bulk?
Stride past.
But this is a very narrow spiral iron staircase.
Okay.
So he's the whole room.
Maybe I haven't made it past. I'm just shoving the figurine up and screaming at him. Your idol!
I'm completely ignoring Mrs. Cavendish. I look at Joy and sort of nod knowingly and wink at her, and then I walk towards.
Okay, Dorothy, you're fourth in line. What do you want to do?
Well, unfortunately, my delicate and ailing health does not permit me to join in this fight because I have literally like 2 hit points. So I think I'm probably, I kind of actually think I might be going to get the captain. Why is he always like running away from situations? Like,
this is how he deals with conflict. Just consoles other people.
Like, I don't understand why he would hear a gunshot and then think that Muhammad's the one he needs to chase after. So I'm going that way, away from the conflict as well.
Okay, like, so you're going down to the engine room.
I'm going down to the engine room.
Okay, so you, Joy, are pretty easy to step past. So Sebastian steps over you.
I try and grab his trouser leg as he walks past to stop him.
Sebastian proudly baring his chest, and then you are hurrying after Sebastian, are you, as well, with the idol in hand, and you're already screaming about the idol, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you make an intimidate check, Cornelia. And what are you doing, Sebastian, when you step over there?
I'm walking towards Salah, basically.
Okay, cool.
Just slowly and calmly walking towards Salah.
Four,
okay. So you step out, followed by Cornelia, who's waving around the idol. So Salah looks at both of you, and he's drunkenly trying to aim his revolver at one or the other of you. Then he sees that you're waving the idol, and he turns it to you, and he starts shouting something in Arabic you can't understand. Make a wisdom check, though, or an intelligence check.
17.
So, Cornelia, you think it's fairly plain that that he wants you to drop it, or at least give it back to him. He's, like, motioning to with a beckoning motion with his non-gun hand.
I will swap you the idol for the gun.
He doesn't understand what you're saying, and he takes a shot at you. Ooh, okay.
Well, this escalated.
Okay. So the bullet goes through your shoulder, Cornelia. You take 4 points of damage.
Oh, shit.
Make a dexterity check at disadvantage.
Six.
You drop the idol on the ground. And he starts rushing towards it, hand outstretched, but his other hand has the revolver still in it. Sebastian, you've just seen this happening. What do you do?
I would just like to barrel into him, basically.
Okay,
Just using my bulk to just flatten him.
Make an attack roll.
Okay.
One. Okay. So Dorothy... So you saw the lasso go over the deck, right, and hit into the thing. Now you see Sebastian screaming, and he goes over the roof and falls down towards the deck. Sebastian, I'm going to let you make a dexterity check to take the fall well.
Is it this one?
Yeah.
That's a six.
Okay. So, Dorothy, you hear this, like, roaring, and you feel like, is the engine revving up or something? But you understand that it's coming from above you. And Sebastian falls, and it's not a graceful fall. He face plants into the deck, making the entire boat shudder. Sebastian, you take 5 points of damage.
I'm getting shot.
You can feel one of your ribs cracking. And you can feel your nose break as you face plant into the surface of
that
the deck.
That is unpleasant.
Okay. Joy.
So I'm going to make an attempt to sort of grapple the gun out of the guy's hand.
Okay, great.
Four. Oh my god. Why?
Oh, okay. You are struggling with him. But he can't quite seem to shake you off him. He's straining and reaching for the idol. So you're so small that he just sees you as a distraction. So he's trying to kind of shake you off him with just the one hand. But you've managed to get both your hands around his finger that he would be using for the trigger. So he can't fire it while you're grappling him in this way. Cornelia, back to you.
I would like to pick up the idol.
Mm-hmm.
And start bashing him with it.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
I'm just going to just bash him with it. 18.
18.
Yes.
Okay, you pick up the idol and take a step towards him. As you do so, you actually notice that as you raise it, it's almost in slow motion, you can see his face rising to follow the eye line towards the alabaster idol, and you can see his mouth gaping open. And as he does that, you can see that the hand he was grasping out for the idol, the fingers on it are glistening and wet with blood. And you can see that it almost looks like he's missing all of his incisors and his lower mandible. You can see the molars, though, still kind of on either side of his mouth. And he's reaching up towards it, but you slam the idol down into his face. Okay, that was an 18. Roll a 1d4 for damage.
Four.
Wow. So it is an incredibly solid blow. You crack him on the jaw and you can see two more teeth flying out of his cheek. His neck snaps to one side and he falls almost limp before kind of groggily taking a step back, and he's still trying to shake you off, Joy. But he's clearly not doing particularly well now. Sebastian, you are picking yourself up.
I just... walk through and back up the stairs, nodding curtly at Dorothy as I go.
So I'm telling the captain that there is a situation that requires his attention above.
He says, who's firing gun? Who's doing this? Is this Salah?
I'm not sure, but I think you need to go up and sort this situation out.
You can see gears working in his head as he looks to Muhammad, and then his eyes flicker up towards the ceiling. And you can see he's a little bit nervous. You don't think he particularly wants to. But then he decides to make the best of it. And he says, very well, you occupy yourself with Muhammad. I will go upstairs and resolve this situation. And he starts stepping back up towards the deck. Joy, you're still grappling.
I'm still grappling. I'd like to, see if I can get the gun again.
Go for it.
16.
Nice. Okay. Yes, not only do you grab the gun off him, but he badly fumbles, and you're given enough leeway that you can actually grab the gun, cock it, and point it straight at him.
Excellent.
Cornelia, what do you want to do?
So he's on the ground now.
Mm-hmm.
Without a gun.
Yeah, he's kind of sprawled, not on his back, but he's sitting down, sprawled backwards. Looking up at the idol with his slick with his own blood as you're brandishing it above him.
Well, I think that's resolved itself fairly well.
I think we've all done very well.
Yeah. I'll say, Salah, what has gotten into you?
Okay. Make an intimidate check.
17.
Okay. He starts standing up. And you can see that he puts his hand towards where one of his molars is, and he's starting to tug on it, while kind of moaning through the muffled sounds of his voice, making while he has his hand in his mouth.
Okay, I hit him again. I didn't want to. I tried to reason with him.
Make your attack.
5.
Okay, so you swing at him, but this time he reels back away from you, turns around and starts running, basically doing the exact same thing that Sebastian did, but he takes a running leap. Joy, if you want to shoot him, you can shoot him now.
I'm going to shoot him. I'm going to aim for the legs or something to stop him from running away. I mean, I don't want to kill him because we want to find out what's been going on, but I'm very upset that he has shot Miss Cavendish.
Mm. Okay, absolutely. Go for it.
9.
Okay, roll for damage. That's a d6.
4.
Okay, nice. So you shoot him right through the back of his thigh, and his leg, the leg that you shot, crumples beneath him. But the roof of the steamboat is so slick that as he falls, he continues sliding towards the edge. He falls over the edge of the surface of the boat and falls. Dorothy, you're coming back up now with Mohammed, thinking some fresh air would do him good and try to restore his confidence that everything is going to be all right. And for the third time now, you see the body of Salah falling over into the indent that was left behind by Sebastian. Salah, however, lies very still at the end of it.
Oh, dear. Oh, I'm going to go and can I go and check to see whether or not he's alive?
Yep, he is dead.
I did my best. I tried to shoot him.
Okay, so Cornelia, you were bleeding profusely from your bullet wound.
Yeah.
Might want to get...
Medic.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can rustle up.
So do you two, you're still on the roof though, do you
want to
head
back down? Downstairs.
Yeah, I help Cornelia downstairs.
Okay, so as you're going downstairs, you see Sebastian, who has won his way back up.
I feel like Sebastian might need some medical attention as well.
I see you two coming down, and I just give you a thumbs up. 2 thumbs up.
Okay, so you're going to have a look at who first, Dorothy?
I feel like Cornelia first, because she's actually still bleeding from a wound, right? Mm-hmm, so we're just doing a bit of triage there. 10.
10. Great. Okay. I will let you do some initial first aid that will heal 1 hit point on you, Cornelia, and the rest is you're going to get back as you rest more.
Okay.
And then on Sebastian.
Oh, dear. 1. Like, broken 3 more of his ribs.
Oh, thank you, Dorothy. You're too kind.
Okay, so unfortunately, Dorothy, you incorrectly diagnosed what's wrong with Sebastian, and he's got a couple of broken ribs, but you seem to think that his shoulder is out of alignment because you can't imagine that it would be as bulging as it is. So you keep trying to, like, slam his shoulder, dislocated shoulder back in. Sebastian, you take 1 more point of damage from Dorothy slamming your shoulder into the wall to try to get it back in. on the last hit, you realize your mistake, Dorothy, and you insist that yes, it's all back to normal.
And if I just sleep it off, I'll be all right. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Quite all right.
Okay, so Jean Salim looks around. He seems relieved to see that he didn't actually have to go up and deal with the situation himself. And he goes over to Salah's body and he comes back into the dining room after inspecting it briefly and says, well, what happened? Why did Salah go mad?
The heat, maybe.
I tried to hide the bloody alabaster figurine behind my back.
Yes, we may never know for sure.
While this is going on, can I check the pockets? His pockets to see if there's any clues as to what's been going on.
Absolutely. Salah's pockets, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to try to do it stealthily or are you happy to do it?
I want to do it stealthily, yeah.
Yeah, go for a stealth check.
16.
Okay, the rest of them are busy talking away, so you manage to slip away from the conversation completely unnoticed. You go and kneel by Salah's corpse and start rifling through his pockets. In his left pocket, you can feel some small, wet, hard objects, and as you draw them out, you can see that it looks like his own bloody teeth that he's been keeping in his pocket.
He's been pulling his own teeth out. Okay.
By hand.
Yeah. And that's it? That's all that's in his pockets? Or...
He has a kitchen knife in his other pocket.
By kitchen knife, then, I suppose.
Yeah.
I guess I take the teeth and take it to the others.
Okay. So you take it back in and show, I guess, yeah, the teeth and the bloody knife.
Thanks for that.
What is going on? I found these teeth in his top pocket. His own teeth. Mm. He was trying to pull his teeth out on the top of the ship.
It's kind
what
of
is happening with teeth?
Did we encounter something like this before at a party or
Drake
something?
Drake Low Hall.
Right, yes. The giant mound of teeth. Yes, yes. That was horrible.
Jean Salim turns to Mohammed and says, please dump this criminal's body overboard, Mohammed. Mohammed starts dragging Salah's body to the edge of the boat.
Do you want to do like any kind of investigation on the body? Or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess, yeah. So, before he dumps it over. 13.
So, yeah. So you have a look at the body. You can see that it's died from various wounds. most notably a bullet to the thigh and a strong crack of an idol on the face. Apart from that, the only thing that you notice is that the body seems to be particularly heavy, like unusually heavy. You feel like he's quite a scrawny man, but it feels like he weighs in excess of 200 pounds when he looks like he should only weigh 140 pounds.
How many hands is 200 pounds?
I hesitate to say this. It sounds pretty gruesome, but I think we should cut him open and see if he's like how is he? I don't know.
We should listen to Dorothy. She knows what she's talking about when it comes to this kind of thing. A very accomplished nurse. Yes.
I don't know. I mean, just 200 pounds, that seems crazy to me. I mean,
you've got a scalpel.
Yeah. I think I'm going to... I think I'm going to...
Are you saying all this whilst holding the scalpel? Yes. Bodies are gross, you guys.
This is so icky. I think I'm going to make some incisions.
Okay, so as you take the scalpel, Mohammed, who's standing over Salah's body, says, "Well, what are you doing, madam?"
Performing an autopsy. Thank you.
No. This is desecration. He starts pushing the body towards the edge. No, you leave him alone.
I would like to stand up and sort of politely and gently sort of take Mohammed aside.
Okay. So as you start doing so, Sebastian, Mohammed starts to struggle with you. Make a strength check.
3.
Okay. You are both struggling against each other. he doesn't want to leave, and you're trying to drag him away. Dorothy, what do you do? Do you want to go ahead with the incision, or do you want to wait until the commotion?
It's quite all right, Dorothy. Just go ahead.
And Joy, do you want to do anything while this is going on?
I'll go and help Sebastian by calming down Mohammed.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, it's fine. She's just going to cut him open. It's okay.
I kneel by Dorothy's side to just see if she needs any help or, you know.
Okay.
You're like holding her instrument.
Yeah, exactly. Like, should I pass you an instrument or, you know, what do you need kind of thing.
Mm.
Okay. Make an intimidate check, Cornelia.
20.
Mm. 20, wow. Okay. So you grab Mohammed and just look deeply into his eyes and just tell him, yeah, it's okay. We're just going to slice him open. And Mohammed seems cowed by both of you speaking over him and trying to get him to sit down. So he sits down in defeat, looking dejectedly at what you're about to do, Dorothy. Make a medicine check for your first incision.
Another great decision by us.
And where do you want to make the incision?
I feel like all of his internal organs are full of teeth. Like, I feel like that's...
So you're just rooting around in there. Like, okay, yeah.
I don't know, I guess his stomach, I guess... Yeah, okay. I'm going to make an incision on
his
stomach.
Okay.
6.
Okay, so your hands are shaking. The movement of the boat is throwing you off as well. The adrenaline is still coursing through your veins. Your incision isn't a great one. Blood starts spurting out, and unfortunately, you cut into his gastric tract, and his stomach acid starts bleeding out as well. It starts going all over. You have to take an immediate step back because you don't have surgical gloves on. It's quite dangerous.
Mm-hmm. I'm beginning to regret this decision. I don't know. I just don't know how he could be that heavy. It feels like something that we need to get to the bottom of.
No, I agree.
Step aside, Dorothy. Let me see what I can do. 14.
Okay. You slam your kitchen knife into his chest through his sternum, and okay, make a will save.
20.
Oh wow.
Oh yes.
Okay. So as you do that, you can, with your hand still on the knife, you go to extract it for another blow into his chest. But you can feel resistance as if something is gripping the knife from inside. Instinctively, you shove it away, and you can see the body start to convulse and start flipping over, and then it slides off the deck of the ship into the water.
Holy crap. Oh my god.
Salah's body strikes the water with a powerful splash, and Dorothy, Cornelia, Sebastian, and Joy rush to the side of the boat. As they peer into the gloom, they see his corpse sinking, faster than it should, as if weighed down by some secret sin. For a single heartbeat, our heroes fancy they can see the whites of Salah's blank, bulbous eyes, before he is swallowed up by the darkness. You've been listening to The Tomb of Eresnufis, written by Giorgio Mariani and produced and edited by David Knight and Tom Dalling, with music by Jonathan Day. Starring Eleanor Kohler as Dorothy Taylor, Maximilian John as Cornelia Cavendish, David Knight as Sebastian St. Battenberg, and Charlie May as Joy Dutton. I am Giorgio Mariani, Game Master. You can follow The Infinite Bad, as well as our other podcast shows, on Twitter at HumanDefinitely, and support the production of this series on Patreon. That's patreon.com/definitelyhuman. The Infinite Bad is a Definitely Human production.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.